from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So not only were you down there at the press conference today to hear about Huntington Bank Field.
Which, by the way, all the signs are expected to be up in time for Sunday's opener.
I'm glad about that. I was really worried. I was like, if they even miss one sign.
Hey, I saw guys up there on the old, between the lights there, taking measurements, making sure that everything was I was kind of thinking you might want to make sure you have the measurements before you make the sign.
I like that Daryl couldn't come up with a word. So what you guys don't know is he just did a hand
the
motion.
The light stanchion or whatever.
To like just basically wave off. I don't know what word that is, but whatever they were, wherever they were up in the sky, that's where they were.
The bank of lights atop the roof canopy. Better? Feel better about that description?
No. No, that made it worse. So much worse.
Should I go back to the swords and the rocket?
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should. And I think the Cavs should as well.
I agree. They should reincorporate the swords. But
fear the rock.
But the Haslams did not want to talk a lot about the future, planning for the stadium. The one thing we did certainly find out today, regardless if they stay in that building or they go to Brook Park or they go to Medina County or Lorain County or Summit County or an adjacent county, they're going to be playing. That is going to be the name of the stadium going forward for the next 20 years. So
is there surge pricing at play, by the way? I'm being actually 100% serious.
So if they build the dome, does the rights fee go up?
You would imagine, right?
No, but
one of the sexiest things about a new building is what do you call the damn thing?
Well, what about Huntington Dome? Could they call it the Huntington Dome or something?
But that we're going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Okay, so let's move it forward. Let's hit the reverse, put it back in neutral. But the name will travel. Is the point. But no, I think the Browns got the down payment today for the dome.
Mm-hmm.
For all the angst that folks have over naming rights sponsors for stadiums, I remember when Jacobs Field switched over to Progressive Field because Progressive gave the then Indians, now Guardians, lots of money to slap Progressive signs everywhere. And then this year when they renewed it, they put even more Progressive signs. Which, by the way, I didn't realize there was room for more Progressive signs, but kudos to the Guardians. They found the room for even more Progressive signs.
You don't sound very progressive on these Progressive signs.
But the money that they got, Dan Gilbert with Quicken Loans, and now I think it's called, I think Quicken Loans is gone and his business is now Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
Those naming rights basically help cover the cost of the team investments in the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Browns did that patch renovation back in 2014, 2015, they brought First Energy on for naming rights. They basically used the First Energy money to cover the Browns' $100 million investment in the stadium. So that's why I call it a down payment on the dome, because I kind of feel like, okay, they've got it. That's usually the big piece to the puzzle, right? The naming rights sponsor, and that usually brings in a significant amount of revenue for you. That now gives the Browns the ability, to fork over either $500 to $600 million toward a renovation or $1.2 billion for a brand new in the ground with a roof Huntington Bank Field. Out in Brook Park. So I feel like it is a significant step for them because that brings in a revenue stream that's going to allow them to make the contribution that they have volunteered to make towards construction.
What are some of the other things that you're, whether it's hearing about, you're kind of viewing for kind of the future? Because obviously today saw people saw Haslam Group, you know, hey, announcement 11. They thought it was the stadium. It was about this stadium, just not what everybody thought.
Yeah, I think that the process is going to come to a head here in the coming weeks. They've got to make a decision. We all saw the thing. You know, I love the politicians now. They're pulling. Burke Lakefront Airport is now coming out of the hat. That apparently is the rabbit out of the hat that they feel is going to solve all the problems. Going to build a Burke Lakefront Airport. Well, one of the worst kept secrets in town is that Mayor Justin Bibbs would like that thing to be closed down. And
so let's real quick here, because I do want to put a pin in it, because I know you have a lot of really good stuff. Let's kind of throw this forward in the next segment. Okay. So we got obviously the big update today was that it'll now be called Huntington Bank Field. If the bit isn't completely dead, at Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN, let us know what you think it should be called. Social media reactions on X, powered by our friends at Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. But as we move forward, we are going to have a conversation about what Daryl's hearing about the latest on the update with the potential new stadium, refurbish the old one.
There's just a lot happening right now behind the scenes. You know, the Browns are trying to come to a final decision. But the reason it popped up is because all of a sudden now you know it seems like all the politicians are mobilizing behind the renovation or the new Eureka. Let's build it, Burke. Yeah. Mm. So let's fix up the existing stadium to keep you on the lake. We'll close Burke Lakefront Airport and then eventually build a new dome on that.
Mm.
There's a lot of problems with that. Number one, the Browns have already thought of it. So congratulations for thinking of something that's already been vetted. That's number one. Number two, the airport's still open. It's not closed. Now, one of the worst-kept secrets is Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibbs' desire to close Burke Lakefront Airport. From what I hear, that is top of mind for the mayor, and that is something he is working to move forward with to get that done. I have heard that the mayor and the I'm getting into the minutiae of you know political workings here, but it is what it is. The current transportation secretary Pete Buttigieg has had multiple conversations with Bibb and also you know Buttigieg's office about closing Burke. There's a lot of things that have to happen for that. Okay, you know they just can't close it tomorrow and say okay the airport's no longer being used. There is a lengthy process that you have to go through to close an airport, okay? Hopkins Airport plays into this, believe it or not. There's like, and again, I hate getting into minutiae, but there's FAA regulations. You got to have an airport you can land planes at just in case there's an emergency at the primary airport, right? Well, that is what Burke Lakefront Airport is. It's that Plan B airport for Hopkins. So now we'll have to create another airport to be able to do that when you close Burke. So there's the issue of, well, what is underneath Burke Lakefront Airport? How was that land made over the years? Is there some toxicity in that soil and things like that? So there, it's not as simple as Eureka. Yeah, we're going to renovate and then build you new in 15 years. That just isn't tenable for the Browns. And I don't think these politicians understand that. The other thing too is the costs astronomical. So okay, fine, you're going to dump another $500 to $750 million potentially just to patch the stadium and just keep it running for the next decade until you can get Burke closed and ready to be built on. Then there's the cost of the actual dome on that site. Well, now the Browns would have to go back to the architect and completely start from scratch because their existing plans that they've already paid for don't work at Burke Lakefront Airport. You cannot dig 80 feet into the ground on that land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is a fact. So, and then also, too, for every year, like the cost right now is $2.4 billion to build the dome. for every year of delay, from what I have been told, it's anywhere from 5 to 10% increased in cost. You're talking well over $100 million per year for delay. Multiply that by a decade, 10 years. Quick math, and I realize math is, that's $1 billion.
Sounds, that checks out.
Okay. So now you're talking an additional $1 billion plus in cost for the Burke site, plus a redesign. So that's actually, that $1 billion is even more. Throw some more hundreds of millions of dollars on top of that, right? On top of that 2.4. So it's 3.4 plus there. So plus the cost of the renovation. Well, that's about $500-$600. We're at $4 billion right now to do this Eureka plan that the county politicians say would be awesome for Cleveland. Versus, well, you can do $2.4 billion and get the new building in Brook Park. And by the way, that thing's open within 5 years. Versus something that isn't going to be open for a decade. So you're kicking the can down the road to spend even more money. So there's a lot that's going on right now with folks saying things and negotiating through the media and things like that. And at some point, like right now as we sit, there's a choice. Renovate or dome. I'm here to tell you, at some point, there's not going to be a choice.
Yeah.
At some point, the Browns will make a decision of what they want to do, and then that's what they're going to move full steam ahead on. So there's a lot going on, and I know that was a lot for folks to take in. There's a lot of elements to it. But, you know, whatever happens with Burke, whether the mayor is able to get that thing closed or not, I we'll see. But I don't know that building on that site on Burke, I just, from what I have been told, I don't think it's viable. The Browns have said in statements that it's not viable, Nick. And they've already, like, again, they considered 5 or 6 different sites when they were going through this 6-7 year stadium location.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
...process that they went through before they settled on Brook Park. And I think people are forgetting, and when I say people, I mean politicians, the Brook Park site was not a rabbit the Browns just magically pulled out of a hat.
Yeah,
they put in a purchase option for that land so they can secure the property, right? The infrastructure is there. The infrastructure cost is significantly lower than, by the way, it's hundreds of millions of dollars to do the lakefront, okay? That's to switch out Route 2 and make it a boulevard, which makes the stadium even more inaccessible to folks. And if it's such a great site, I'll leave you with this parting thought. If the lakefront's such a fantastic site for the Cleveland Browns, then why the hell do you have to shut it down 3 hours before kickoff every single game?
It's also, why have you been waiting for the Browns to renovate the lakefront when you've had 50 years to do it? By the way, there was a whole, I don't know if Amber remembers this, whole 5-year period they weren't there. So, like...
Well, 3 years.
The team had, or the town has had time to do this. I gotta say, like, I know, you know, we all have our criticisms, and I think sometimes I can understand why the Browns might feel like, any team in town might feel like we go after them. I think the Browns have been incredibly patient with this process, and I kind of feel like the Browns have done this the way that it should be done, which is judiciously with time and with thought and with the work behind it. And it feels like, I don't know, you can leave this alone, agree, disagree. It feels like they're just politicians trying to jump on the end to get some credit or maybe something kicked their way. And I think it's disgusting because I think the Browns have done this exactly the way. I think they learned. Remember when Jimmy first came here? There was a lot of talk maybe about a new stadium and all that.
Right.
And they did the short-term measure. They renovated it. And then in appropriate time, they started, all right, what's the vetting process look like?
Well, when they did that renovation, they realized the lifespan of the building and what they added to it from that aspect. And then they said, okay, we need to cultivate some options here because, okay, what we did is good for the next 15 years, right? The changes we made to the building, good for us for the next 15 years. But, you know, the business of the National Football League has changed. The amenities that NFL teams want to offer the upper end of their fans that you know, and sponsors have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what the Guardians did to Progressive Field, right? They noticed the viewing habits of their fans in the ballpark have changed. And so as part of their renovations, they did things to accommodate those changes with the drink rails and the gathering spaces and things. And lo and behold, what happened to them this year? People are buying tickets again. People are going back to the ballpark. It's, you know what I mean? It's the days of the majority of baseball fans sitting in the chair for nine innings watching the game. Those are people want to move around. They want to congregate, hang out with their friends and stuff like that. So, I think that the Browns overall have done a fairly reasonable job in the proposals of, hey, we'll split the cost down the middle. And then the extra stuff that we want to really make some money off of out in Brook Park, well, we're going to pay for that. And oh, by the way, which by the way we know is going to happen, the dome's not coming in at $2.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The next project that comes in on budget will be the first,
yeah.
Right?
Please look to what happened in LA with Stan Kroenke and SoFi, which
right.
is beautiful, but look at how they got there.
Right. But and the Browns, in one of their statements, the Haslams have said, we are planning for covering the budget, the overruns in Brook Park. We don't want them. We're on the architects and the engineers and the all that contractors. Hey, 2.4 is the budget. That's what it needs to come in on. But let's be honest about it. It's probably going to come in above that. So, you know, you have a private investment offer of close when you include the $200 million that they're going to spend out in Berea, you know, where, you know, Cross Country Mortgage Campus is, right? You're talking about an offer of a private investment of $2.8 billion. And I realize that $1.2 billion is a lot of money when you're talking about the public portion. And I don't know if the Haslam's maths when it comes to the taxes that will be generated to, you know, allow that to pay for itself. Right now I'm taking it face value, so to speak. I don't know if those numbers add up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a $2.8 billion private investment. Next to what is going to be a $3 billion investment in the airport, which, by the way, is also going to provide some amenities to that airport, which it does not currently have. Hotels, restaurants, places to go. If you got flights delayed and stuff, you can leave the airport, go across the railroad tracks and stay, hang out, get something to eat, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel I agree with you. I think there's some disingenuousness from some of you know, the political rhetoric that's out there right now. But like this whole, hey, we'll just build you a dome once we get Burke Lakefront Airport closed and we'll build it there, which is going to cost infinitely more than the public commitment now, that might be as flawed a plan I've heard from a politician in a very long time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.